So, Alfie, this party, said Marge. I hear you're taking Betty Thorndyke as your partner. Oscar detected disapproval in her tone and noted that Alfie looked slightly uncomfortable.
Well, not partner, exactly, Alfie said. It was actually Phoebe who persuaded her. She wanted to show Betty her plans for making the house more energy efficient. Betty wasn't at all keen on the idea of a black tie dinner.
Marge sniffed. I can imagine. Not really her sort of thing. She'd be more at home in a teepee in the woods with people playing Polynesian nose flutes.
The party will be wonderful, said Liz in what Oscar felt was a deliberate interruption. You'll be mixing with the stars.
Not all of them, said Marge, perched on her rocking chair. Dorian hasn't invited his co-star. They never got on.
They wouldn't even talk to one another between takes.
No,
gasped Oscar. I had no idea. There was such chemistry between them on screen that I thought they'd got together in real life.
Absolutely not. She definitely wasn't the one Dorian was having the affair with, said Marge.
Alfie raised an eyebrow at Oscar. What did I tell you? There are no secrets in the country.
Oh, but there are, said Oscar.
You three have uncovered all sorts of secrets and dark deeds. Perhaps you'll have the chance to investigate a murder in a country house tomorrow.
That would be no challenge at all for the Bunbury Triangle, said Marge. Whenever anybody's murdered in a country house, it's always the butler who did it.
It was a remark Oscar would remember the following evening. But almost as soon as he had finished his G&T, the ladies were apologetically ushering their guests out.
Loads of fudge still to make, said Liz.
Rosemary Savile doesn't just want to serve it with tea and coffee, she wants to give everyone some to take home. At this rate, Marge and I will be able to afford a round-the-world cruise.
If we don't drop dead of exhaustion first, muttered Marge.
The walk from Jasmine Cottage to Windermere Cottage was like a royal progress. Everyone they met already knew who Oscar was and insisted on being introduced to him. He learned that Elsie's granddaughter had been hired, along with her friends, to be a waitress at the party. Tom Lindsay had seen Dame Evadne Foster on the stage in Sheffield in 1974, and Agnes had won the £2 the previous month by guessing a tin of biscuits, although she hadn't identified them as amaretti. At last, they reached the cottage. Oscar had already dismissed many of those they passed as chocolate box tweeners. Windermere Cottage wasn't the largest he had seen, but it had character. The purple door and window frames were a bold contrast to the honey-coloured stone. The three carriage lights were authentic rather than the cheap reproductions he had spotted elsewhere. But what he really wanted to see was the parlour. He stood in the doorway, gazing at the 1970s psychedelic wallpaper with its walls of pink, purple, black and white.
Oh, Alfie, he whispered reverentially. It's divine. I can't believe you would consider changing it. I swear, if you ever attempt such a thing, I shall lie on top of the wallpaper stripper to prevent you using it.
He had no quarrel with the kitchen. The bright tiles around the purple painted units, or the guest room, with slightly more restrained 1970s wallpaper and an original lava lamp. But he balked at the avocado bathroom suite.
This has to go, he declared. There's retro and there's utterly tasteless.
The bedroom was unexpected. Lavender, grey and white. It was austere enough to avoid being feminine, with a Roman blind at the window rather than anything ruched, and plain white bedside tables. He glanced at the double bed. So, tell me, what's happening with you and the Green Goddess? He asked.
Nothing to tell, said Alfie, taking him back to the parlour where they settled themselves in the enormous black leather armchairs. Just good friends.
Oscar nodded.
Of course.
He leaned back and studied his friend through half-closed eyes. He remembered how Alfie had looked after Vivian's death, haggard, emaciated with dark rings round his eyes, not caring whether he survived another day. Something of the old spark was back now. Alfie looked well, had regained some weight. It was bizarre that he wanted to pursue a relationship with an American tree-hugger, but if that was what got him up in the morning, or to bed at night, it had to be a good thing. Oscar wasn't sure how he would cope with meeting a swivel-eyed zealot, but for Alfie's sake, he would be polite. It turned out that Betty was evangelizing in Cheltenham that evening, and Oscar didn't meet her until they set off for the party the next day. Alfie had loaded the Jag with Oscar, the luggage, and the final consignment of fudge.